Hi there, and welcome to the Frenetta Tate Show. I am Coach Free, an internationally certified women's empowerment coach and entrepreneur coach. I am a powerful creator with mad skills and a dynamically dope mind in relationships, career, business, fashion, and technology. Welcome to my podcast. This podcast is designed to help you master your mindset, raise your awareness, and empower you to take positive action in your life. I will share life tips and strategies to help you live courageously and consciously. I am sharing what I know and believe. So from a short monologue to a long how-to, I hope you get what you need for a better living experience. Now let's get the party started. Today I want to talk about being unstoppable. Being unstoppable. What is your definition of success? Success is the ability to overcome the obstacles placed in your path with a strong mind and an unflinching spirit while never giving up on yourself. Oprah Winfrey has said, "For every one of us that succeeds, it's because there's somebody there to show you the way out." For me, it has taken many people at different stages of my life helping me, encouraging me, getting in my face, pushing me, and supporting me. I could not have gotten to this place alone. You see, I want to tell you a story, and I hope that in some way it will help you. As a teenager, I hated myself. People would tell me how pretty I am and that I would be a fashion model one day, but I did not believe those things about myself. And one particular day, I had made up my mind to end my life by taking prescription medication, and I thought it would just put me to sleep and I just won't wake up. My negative thoughts and fears simply overwhelmed me. I was walking home from school because I was in high school at the time, and I was walking home from school with my very best friend, and her house came first, and so she left and went in the house, and I kept walking to my house, and I shared with her how I was feeling. And while I was walking with her, I was popping prescription medication. You see, I didn't like my body. I didn't like the new school I was in. I didn't feel accepted or wanted. I didn't feel good enough, pretty enough, tall enough, or smart enough. I felt like ending my life was my answer to cure my pain. My best friend had called ahead and told my parents that I had taken a lot of pills. When I got home, my mom was waiting on me. My mom took me on a walk and talked to me about self-confidence and self-esteem and purpose. She literally saved my life that night. I went on to graduate from high school, and then I went to fashion school. In order for me to get through school, I had to embrace and believe in myself more than anyone else. I had to come to love myself and not be affected so much by whether I was popular or whether the other girls liked me or approved of me. Those were the obstacles I had to overcome in order for me to get to the place where I was shining and blessing others. While in college and anything I purposed to do, I had to keep on believing in myself. Basically, I had to become unstoppable in my mind, my beliefs, my actions, and my purpose in life. You see, it is not enough to believe in yourself. Your actions must align with that belief. I'm telling you this story because I want the same for you. To shine your light so bright that it can shine on someone else and not allow anything to hold you back in any way. I desire for you to also be unstoppable. I want you to be an unstoppable person, to change the face of history in the world, to push boundaries, you've got to be unstoppable. To be a global thinker, to perform beyond expectations, you've got to be unstoppable. To demand and expect excellence in all you do, you've got to be unstoppable. It begins with a great belief in yourself, an unstoppable belief, strong mind and thoughts, and a willingness to see your greatness and do what others won't do, to go the extra mile, to put in the extra work. Success doesn't come by standing on the sidelines of life. It comes through hard work and dedication. I'm going to share 6 key points with you on how to be unstoppable. Number 1, be unstoppable by honoring who you are. Lupita Nyong'o said, "What I have learned for myself is that I don't have to be anybody else, and that myself is good enough, and that when I am bringing true to that self, then I can avail myself to extraordinary things." Accept and love yourself just the way you are. Define who you want to be and be it completely. Set boundaries in your relationships. Find your voice and ask for support when you need it. Trust yourself more than anyone else and make the decisions that are on the path to your great success. Ask yourself the question, am I honoring who I am? Number 2, be unstoppable by strengthening your mind. Rule your mind or it will rule you. To be unstoppable, you need a strong mind. No matter the circumstances around us, we will need to rely on mental toughness. This means having a great capacity to face challenges, having the resources, the mental skills, and the physical capabilities to confront difficulties of all kinds. When a person is strong-minded, they have the energy and stamina to face a challenge without being robbed of inner strength. I want to share with you 5 ways to have a strong mind. Number 1, confidence, a belief in yourself and your ability to meet your goals. Number 2, courage. See life's obstacles as challenges to be met rather than threats to be avoided. Number 3, commitment. Be fully committed, can find a creative solution to almost any task. Number 4, control. Control is having a certainty that you are able to shape your destiny rather than passively accepting events as they come along. And number 5, purpose. Strong-minded people have a dedication that comes from a purpose that's in alignment with their deepest values. Ask yourself, how will I strengthen my mind? Number 3, be unstoppable by pursuing greatness. George Bernard Shaw said, "Just do what must be done." This may not be happiness, but it is greatness. Believe that you are destined for greatness. Remember that the decisions you make influence your life at the point that you make them and in the future. Remember, the things you do remain with you. Use your time in a way that benefits your future. And stay focused on your goals no matter what. Ask yourself, am I pursuing those things that are leading me to success, that are leading me to my greatness? Number 4, be unstoppable by overcoming negative labels. Tony Gaskin said, "Even at your best, someone will always have something negative to say. Pursue greatness anyways. Recognize that negative labels do not define who you really are. Don't allow labels to limit your thinking. Don't allow labels to keep you from reaching your goals. Know this for a fact. You can remove a label. You can change the narrative. You don't have to wear them. You don't have to give in to a narrative that is not correct about you. They do not have to be true for you. Ask yourself, am I allowing a negative label to define me? And number five, be unstoppable by living on purpose. Be consistent and persistent with your goals. Don't be easily and negatively influenced by your peers or anyone else. Be honest, committed, and follow through. Your word is your bond. Take responsibility for your actions and inactions. Hold yourself accountable. Don't wait for somebody else to hold you accountable. Ask yourself, am I living on purpose? As you continue to pursue the greater things, I want you to remember that no matter how far you go, the horizon is still way beyond. You are a trailblazer and a path maker. And I want you to see yourself as that because many will come after you. So I want to encourage you to keep doing your best because you are paving a path of success for the rest. Be unstoppable. Keep pressing your way to the finish line, the goal, the prize, the reward, the completion, the accomplishment, and any worthy thing you are doing. Don't give up. This has been an episode of the Frenetta Tate Show. Tune in regularly to get strategies to help you navigate through life, business, career, and relationships. If you've enjoyed the content, I invite you to join, support, and share the show. Thank you. This podcast is powered by Frenetta Tate International. May the good you do last longer than you. See you next time. Shine on.